pasuk says that when Yaakov heard that Esau was coming out with the chayolim, the soldiers, it's by Yaakov, he was scared. As pasuk, you would learn that he was scared of the soldiers. The Medrash says that each one of the 400 was not just the amount of soldiers, it was the head of the gedur, meaning each one of these 400 had hundreds of guys under him. He was the commander. So he was coming with 400 commanders, Mamish Lukbar, Hezbollah, Roder, whatever, Mamish, the top soldiers in the world. As you would think that Yaakov would be petrified. He has so many soldiers coming after him. Of Chazal, the Medrash says, brought down in the Das Kanim, Mibale Tesis, what was Vayira? Zot the Das Kanim, from two Sfusim that Esav had. Number one, he had Kibud Avim. He was the kind of mitzvah of Kibud Avim when Yaakov was far away. And he had the Sfus of Yishav Eretz Yisrael. Rather, often come to Eretz Yisrael, they don't even think like there's a schus of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Even Esav HaRasha wasn't thinking too much about the schus of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, but Yaakov was scared of his Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. As you see, that what a mitzvah is, all the good opinion. Matzar of Beer, why did Chazal darshan that he was scared of his schusim? Why did Chazal learn Tipshita? He was scared of an army. The Lametcha, who Yaakov Avinu is and who we are. When we see armies, when we see wars, we're not scared of the army. We're not scared of the missiles. We're not scared of the wars. Because they have no kayach. Everything is tali what's going on in Shamayim. As if Yaakov Avinu is scared, he's not scared of Chayalim, he's not scared of missiles. He's only scared of one thing, Hashem. And Hashem is totally on his person and it's the Baldika Lima. Like this Rabbi says that one of the Yanim of Yiras Hashem is ways to work on it is we're all scared of many different things. But the idea is to connect the Yira to Hashem. And then it turns into Yira Shem. That's one of the abilities that we learn from Yaakov Avinu. The Ramban, in the beginning of the Parsha, says something very strange. He says, the reason why the Pasuk is telling you, being Ma'arif, in the sleeper with Esau, is L'lamedcha chastei Hashem yizvarach im atzadikim. That even though he had tzaris tzurus, he just got out of Lovin's grasp, and Lovin is no easy fellow. Definitely not an easy shvet. He just got out of Lovin's grasp, and the next tzara pops in, Esau. Lametcha chasei Hashem with the tzaddik, and he's always with him in every month. And the Ramban says afterwards, this is to be machazik us in our galus. Because the Gemara says the Yisurim in Galus, the Frat of Pnei Mashiach comes, it comes one after another one, after another one. You think, oh, we got rid of one, now we're going to have a break, and next Nisayim comes. A break, next Nisayim comes. It keeps on coming. As we lamed cha, zokter veinu b'chayet, sheva yivol tzadik v'kam. There's going to be nisyonos. There's going to be kishloinos, afilu. But what is a tzaddik? Hashem is going to help him become. As number one, to see the chasdei Hashem, to be mechazik us in the galus. And number two, Zotar Ramban is also teaching us a strategy. How do we be mitgaber in the galus? The way we mitgaber in the galus is we learn from Yaakov Avinu. You know, when an Nisayim comes, we could get blown away. What am I supposed to do? We could be mityayish. We could give up. The Pasuk says that Yaakov Avinu was mishtadol with three things. Tefillah, he said matanis, and he did milchama. And this is a big lesson in life. You must strategize in life to go places. In Ruchnius, in Avodas Hashem, it doesn't happen memela. Don't think, okay, I'm in yeshiva. I solved all my problems in Ruchnius. I'm in yeshiva. it's gewaldic you're in yeshiva, but if you're not going to strategize and figure out and work on making things happen, they're not going to happen. And this is true in every stage in life. When a person has nisyonos, a lot of people, it's going hard, my chavrusa doesn't come, it's going hard, I don't have a gishmak in limud, I don't have that fire, I don't have that bread. A lot of people just give up. You see from Yaakov Avinu, he went from one Lavan, and then he goes to Esav, you would think, he just left Lavan, and now there's another 400 chayolim, what am I supposed to do? He could give up hope. It's the middle of the Zman. You could give up hope. It's almost Hanukkah. We're going to have all the Hanukkah receivers. You could give up hope. Oh, how am I going to keep start? Oh. But Yaakov Avinu strategizes. He thinks, how can I be mitkaber? What can I do? And he does it. He doesn't just think. He does it. He comes with strategies. He comes up with ideas. He works on being mitkaber. And this is very, very important, says the Rambam. And this is the nekuda of Yaakov Avinu, and it's a second angle of Shevel Yipol Tzadik Mekom. A tzadik is someone that even when he's nofal, he still comes. He doesn't go to sleep. He doesn't go into a deep chill. He gets up and he gets moving. He's always fighting. He's always moving. He's always thinking. He's always working. How can I make it better? How could I grow? Because that's how can I be mitgaber on the Nisayon in front of me? Because that's the second nekuda of Yaakov Avinu that we see from the Hanhaga of Yaakov Avinu. Number one, we see as many Nisayonos as there are, Hashem is going to be there to help us. Number one, Chaste Hashem. Number two, but we don't sit back and say Chaste Hashem. Yaakov Avinu was mishtadel to make that Tisiyata Dishmaya should happen. As we have to be mishtadel and strategize, how can we learn more, learn better? How can we daven better? How can we have better midas? We have to strategize, and we have to think, and we have to work in our goalists to see how we could raise, how we could grow above our nisyonos. As that's the nekuda of Yaakov Avinu that we learn to help us in the Melchama Keneged Esav, which is a simon of the goalists that we're in now. Before Yaakov Avinu fights with the Malach, is a pasuk. It says that Yaakov Avinu brought all the stuff from his camp to the other side, and he was left alone by Yivaser Yaakov Levad. And then Sarah Shel Esav. As the pashtus of the pasuk is mashma, that he was left alone. Now is the chance that the Yetzirah could be misgaber on it. Now is the chance the Malach could win it. He didn't have help from anyone. Of the Medrash says something very powerful. And the Yeruchim, this is Sechayim, and many Svarim on this pasuk are Marach, that this is a big Yisrael for the Golus we're in now. The Medrash says, Vayivaser Yaakov Levadoi Doima Lashem, that on the Yom HaOsim, on the Yom HaGula, it will be Benizkav Hashem Levad. There's going to be one day in the world where every guy in the world is going to know there is one superpower, there is one leader in the world, and it's not America, it's not China, it's not Russia. Benizkav Hashem Levadoi, every one of them is going to know Rak Hashem Levadoi. As Keneged Benizkav Hashem Levadoi Nema Vayivaser Yaakov Levadoi. Sorry, what does it have to do with over here? He's left alone, the Malach comes. Zakir of Yeruchim, a big Yisrael. Many are mighty Yisrael of Yeruchim. It's Yisrael Zikr of Yeruchim. It's coming to say, how was Yaakov able to be misgaber on a Malach? You know, you're fighting. When you're fighting against someone tough, it's hard. You know what it is to fight against a Malach? You ever walk in the street sometimes and you see those guys with the big muscles, and and they have those tattoos of snakes on their big hands with all the muscles bulging. Can you imagine fighting with one of these guys? You walk, you punch it, you go to the other side of the street when you see them. You don't even want to bump into them, never. Yet. A malach, fighting with a malach. Can you imagine what surah he did? What kind of a fight that was? How did he manage? As beneath that, it says, Vayifaser Yaakov Levavo. Yaakov had a koyach that whatever he did Levavo. Whatever he was up against, it didn't stop him. He, on his own, kept on fighting and kept on doing. Dumya Tashem, Beniskav Hashem Levavo. You speak to so many bachurim of Zman HaZeh. And you ask them, you know, why did you shine more? Why did you grow more in learning? They'll tell you my circumstances. Some bachurim will tell me, you don't know what parents I grew up with. You don't know what yeshiva I went to. You don't know my chaverim. You don't know my matziv. They tell you on the matziv, on the sviva, what's around them. And then there are people that are levadoi. Whatever sviva you put them in, wherever they are, they keep on going and they rise above the crowd. They're not looking for the excuse. Like some of them. Just look, everyone does it. Everyone comes late to stay there. Everyone doesn't learn on Friday. Everyone doesn't. Everyone takes off on Hanukkah. Everyone. They're totally on this level. They're looking at everyone and whatever everyone does, that's what they do. And then there are people that raise above the level. They're levadai because they have the koyach to hold strong on what they feel is right and what they know is right. They're levadai. They don't need anyone else. Another thing, there's so many people in life that when it comes to Yanei Mamon, it is Mabedem Al Hadas. They lose their Ruchnius, they lose their Avodas Hashem because they need money. Ezu Osher Hasameach B'Chelko. A Levadoi Dikiyid, whatever Hashem gives him, he's happy with. I can't buy a fancy coat that has a nice name brand on it. I can't buy fancy shoes. I can't have this trip that I wanted. I can't. It doesn't make a difference. He's not totally in circumstances. Whatever Hashem gives him, Ezu Asher has the Meach Mechelkoi. There's so many people, their whole life is looking at someone else. And if someone else has more, there's someone, he built the biggest house. He was so happy. He had the nicest house in the neighborhood. Until someone all of a sudden moved in and built a nicer house. He was ice match. Trust me. If my wife would have this guy's house that was a little bit smaller than the other guy's, she would be very happy. It's much, much bigger than my apartment in Sarajevo or something. Yeah. Nothing to talk about. Yeah. Beautiful, stunning. But his Simchas Chaim was gone. I used to be the nicest house in Tom's River, and now he is. I used to have the best Simcha, and now his Simcha, he had a better singer than me. He had nicer flowers than me. I'm ice mensch. I can't survive. That's why it's so funny. People think, if I would be rich, I would be happy. If you would be rich, Mishi Yesh Loimana writes a Messiah. Because you'd always be unhappy too. Just look at that. Ezu Asher Hasameach B'Chelko. He realizes, whatever I have is what Hashem gives to me. This is what I need. That empowers you to be able to grow up. Shlomo HaMelech in Tehillim says, Kol Maisa Ish, the whole world is Kinas Ish Mirieh. It's because of Kina. There are so many people are running and trying to be so successful. Because I want to show everyone, I'm not a loser. I'm a Mutzlach. Very. I want everyone to know it. Kinder, I don't want anyone to think I'm... But then there's someone else. He lives in a different world. Sameach b'chelka. That's a levadidik person. He's not mushfar by the sviva. What the sviva is going to think. I'm not out to show everyone how mutzlach I am. Instead, I'm sameach b'chelki, and I'm out to show, to do for Hashem. As that's the big yisoy that helps us to rise over the colors we're in now. Levadim. To live life with your kaya, if you know what's right, to strategize, to work, to make it happen. And with that, you will be matzliach in this goddess like Yaakov was. Zot v'miruchim. That's the reason why it says this pasuk before the Muchama against the Malach. To teach you the strategy that wins the Malach of Esau and the goddess for him. This is the parsha that teaches us how to rise over the gods. There is a chidushei harim in the parsha. Now, I'm a big fish, number one. Number two, I learn in the mirror. In the mirror of Nachum, of Asher, everything has to fit into pshat. If something is a diyuk in pshat different, forget about it, you can't learn. As this pshat of the chidushei harim is hepach litvax, hepach yeshiva smear. But it's so good that you say it, we're going to say it anyway. The chidushei harim says a big yisoy. And this is a big yisoy in the parsha. It's loy kipshutai, it's alteri chasidus, I'm a kalko litvax, but this one I got to give him credit. He said, when Yaakov sent the mincha to Esav, as Esav, he has three questions. He says, where are you coming from? Where is it going? As you read it, you just go by it. You don't think it has any meaning to it. The Chidushei Harim says, these three questions are the three questions that Sarish of Esav asks every Yid in Golus, and it's Machlishim, and it's Meram is on the answer. The Alderech HaPshat, I have to admit, is very hard to read it. The Voshe would not go through. Of the Zot of Husheri, whether it's Pshat in the Pasuk or not, forget about it. It's Tosha Choshevi Yisrael. Zot of Husheri, the first question the Yetzer Hara asks you in Golus, and he tries to be mafnish you, is he says, who are you? Who do you think you are? Bachur comes. He comes to yeshiva. He wants to shine. He wants to grow. He wants to be a Talmud Chacham. He says, who are you? I know who you really are. We're good buddies. Been with you for a long, long... I know the truth about you. Who are you fooling? Who are you? What are you? How many people have we lost with this question? What's the answer? Right upon he's reading into Pshat, if you look at the Yishei Arim, he just say the Yishei. Oh, he says the answer is, I'm a Tzela Melekim. I have a chelik, a loikam mala, that the Yetzer Hara can never take away. I see you did this, I see you did that, I see you think about this, I see you have Erurim, I see you can't daven, I see you're not a masmid. It doesn't make a difference, that's not who I am. Who am I really? I'm a chelik, a loikam mala. I have a very, very special pnim. That's question number one. Question number two. What did you accomplish in life? The Yetzer Hara comes to you. How many years are you in yeshiva? New. So let me give you Feher on Baba Kama. How many times did you learn it? Baba Mitzia? How many times? Let's give you a Feher. Baba Basra? Yeshiva Bachman said, I can't remember. I don't know. I'm still not Mutzah. Okay. And that's Be'ir. Now, okay, let's see if you're on your Bekiyas. Okay, let me ask you on Chumash, what do you know? Let me ask you on Halacha. He wipes the floor with you. What are you accomplishing in life? A and he's miyayish yeshiva bachur. They don't have shifa. What's their shifa? They want to be a shira. They want to be singers. They want to be pachula. What's their shifa in life?
Yeah.
Because I should have shifa. I'm something. I'm accomplishing something. I'm doing something. The answer is mincha yi shlucha. Zot the chidushi yamim. A carbon mincha is very chavish to Hashem. Because the ani, when he sends a mincha, he can't afford a bag. But when he's buying that mincha, it's very hard for him to buy the mincha. He doesn't have money for seilas. It's very hard for him to buy that seilas. As when he brings it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Sameach. We live in a dar. Of course, if you're going to tell me the stories, do you know the story of the person that learned 18 hours? How many hours do you learn? Those stories aren't machazik me, they're machlish me. Do you know how they used to have Hanukkah and Velazhen? Everyone gives up hope before they get started.
Yeah.
And do you know, did you hear the story about the 16-year-old that he didn't know Shas and they broke the Shidduch? As we hear that story, we go through the floor even more. As our Rebbeim are trying to be mechazik us, and instead they're burying Korah. And only all these old, good old stories that used to work years ago, they send people through the floor. But I don't know Shas and I'm 16, I'm not even close. Instead, mincha hi shlucha. The little bit that we're learning, the little bit that we know, is so chaviv to Hashem, because we're in a dar where bachurim don't know shas. Bachurim are not shayach to shas. Very few yeshiva. The ikar the roi is not. But whatever they learn is chaviv ma'ay l'Hashem. You're accomplishing a lot in a ruchni as the descent. But I'm not in the 12-hour club. I'm not even in the 15-hour club. Between me and you, some guys are not even in the 10-hour club. As what's my learning worth anyway? If we'd only realize, every mashul we learn is chaviv l'Hashem. It's a mincha yishlucha because we're in a shvacher adar. As every little bit, like the kind Volozhne asked Arizal, that if the Friyadik Adairis didn't bring Mashiach and they were so higher, as how could we bring Mashiach? And he answered, in our lowness, that's where Mashiach is going to come. Because it's so hard to learn. When we sit down and we learn an hour on a Friday night, the Malachim are dancing in Shamayim, Hashem has a simcha. I am not learning 4 hours in full Seder. But you learned! You opened up a Chumash, something! You learned! Mincha Yishlucha, every mashu we learn is worth something, Tasha. But it's not Bi'iyun, it's not Bo'aymik. My Rebbe told me, if you don't have the Tifa Brisket Derech, so what you're learning is not a good Svara anyway. So many times I tell my Rebbe my Svaras, and he looks at it and he laughs. He says, I've been learning for so many years. You said this Svara? Because, yeah, you just started. You ever had a Rebbe that say that to you? Never! That's what a Rebbe says to a Talmud. Yeah. There's one Rebbe that told me, when you become a Rebbe, you have to put your Talmidim in place. When they ask you questions, you have to tell them, I've been learning for years and years, how could you ask on me? He has a point. He has been learning for years and years, and people should have a little bit more their parents when they get some time. But to say it to the person? That's our obligation, to make everyone feel like dirt. Just don't send them out. The problem is, everyone stones out. They feel, but we don't realize every question, every ha'ara, every nekuda we have is chavid v'choshev l'Hashem. And even if you wash those down, Hashem really appreciates it. And that's the Beniskav Levada. It doesn't make a difference. I know Hashem appreciates what I'm doing. I know Hashem's happy with what I'm doing. Someone said the amount of medicine that's given when people get to 50 to calm them is lo yuman. It's unbelievable. Medicine that calms people is relaxing medicine. People get very depressed when they get to 50. What did I accomplish? And you'd be surprised. It's people that have big companies, people that are super successful, and still they feel terrible about themselves. We see the words of the Chidushei Arim so powerfully. Shot in the Pasuk, I'm not sure, but the word is powerful. The words are so powerful. What am I? Who am I? Because what do they do? Like everything in this stuff, there's a pill for it. Easy solution. Yeah. Is it really a solution? Or the other solution? Alcohol is very much in this man as a why? People can't stand themselves. As alcohol is great, it makes you forget all your tzaras, it makes you forget who you are, what you are. All of a sudden you become very happy, you're smiling. After all day, it's either a pill or alcohol. Quick! And then there's a way of really solving the problem. By Yiskov Levada, by Yifasa Levada, to learn to build your own world of values, to learn to appreciate yourself, what you're doing, what you're accomplishing, to learn, I have chutzpah, I'm worth something, I'm doing something, to learn to build yourself up. Now, am I training everyone to be Bali guidance? No. I'm training people to feel it's important what you're doing. You're important, and it's important what you do. If you don't feel that way, you're not going to have the guts and the chukka to accomplish. Now, very important. So if that means I'm important, that means I'm better than everyone else. That is the reason why there's so many brachim that are shover kelim. Because they think the only importance is, if everyone in the world knows I'm better than everyone else, I'm chassid. If no one knows about me, so how could I be chassid? If I was chassid, I would have been in the front page of Avi by now. That's the problem. That's why people are walking around ice mensch. Because they're totally on what Acherim think about them, and they're totally, if I'm good, is measured with someone else. If we only learn this story, Vayivase Yaakov Levadoi, forget everyone in the world, do! And whatever you're doing is Chashiv Tashem, it would empower us so much, it would help us to grow so much. It would give us the koyach to be very special, which we all have that koyach to be special, and we all are special. Hi! So who appreciates how special I am? Hashem. Between me and you, he's the only one that really does. Because he's the one that decides how everyone in the world looks at him. And he decides everything about him. Okay, as we learned from this week's parasha, big Yisraelis clavei the gullets we're in now. We want to make a secret. The Nishyonis are one after the other after the other. Is the beginning of the Zman Nisayin, middle of the Zman Nisayin. Is this sugi is Nishyonis and the next sugi is Nishyonis. Is this matzav in the mishpacha is nisyanis, and that matzav in the mishpacha is nisyanis. Keep on going. We learn from Yaakov Avinu that Avodah is Hashem's going to help us forever. He's always going to be with us. He's going to walk us through. But we have to do our ishtalos. We have to strategize and try to make the best and move on. Number two, we saw the big yisrael will be written of Levadah. The way to do it is, don't be tully on the sviva. Don't be tully on the outside. You have to do what's right. You have to fight for yourself. Don't look at what people think about you. Don't try to be better than everyone else. Just do what you have to do in life. Levada. That's what gives us the kayak to win over the Yetzer. If you saw Ramban, if you look, the third Yisrael was that matches very well with the Kedusha Yarin. How does the Yetzer come? He tells you, who are you, Islam? Abin Yeraya, you're nothing. No one knows about that. You're ever so positive. Anyone makes a big to-do about you? Mr. Gomesh. Boy, what are you accomplishing in life? The Yetzer Hara will show you, will bring you into Yitzhak. Ooh, look at that big screen. His parents are, whoa. And where are you? He'll show you Shas. He'll show you Siyam HaShas. Some people go to Siyam HaShas, they get, wow, they get inspired. Some people go to Siyam HaShas and they get crushed. Where are you? What are you doing? What are you accomplishing? And that's the avodah, to be mechazik ourselves and not let him be mitgaber. How do we do it? The father did. And the truth is the way we're levada, if you've heard well what we said, you're never alone. Because Hashem's with you. As the real truth is, you work, but you know Hashem's with you, you're never alone. Hashem's always going to be there to help you make it good. You have to work alone on your best to make it happen. Hashem does the rest. As Yaakov Avinu goes out to meet his brother Esau, he has 400 commandos bulging. They're wearing those t-shirts without the sleeves. Their arms are bulging. They're with these huge RPG guns, they're coming, and he's walking out. What does he do? He bows down. Nicely, in a way, but they were coming originally. What happens at the end? He goes, he bows down, and Esau, who hates his guts, can't stand them. Worse than the Arabs, can't stand the Yidden. All of a sudden, gives him a big kiss. Gives him a big hug. Hi, bro. Miss you. Ah! What happened? What happened was, by Yifoster Lubav, he did what he did. Hashem does the rest. That's the powerful lesson for us to do this. Let's do what we do, and the rest will happen. He won the first round of the fight. But there's 10 rounds. We're holding on number 10. Shem Yazar, we should put them away. Every person has his koyach levada to put away his Yetzer Hara, and then we're all going to put them away forever. And we'll be zeicha to the healing of the Nisga of Hashem, the Father, together with us.